Hello, I'm Susan Harrison, and this is a pilot teaser trailer episode for Susan Harrison's Back Row. On today's show, I talk to Johnny Music about his forthcoming Difficult First album, and Christopher Walken reveals his Desert Island Death Disc. But first, we hear from Hayley Danks and Ruth Goodchild, who went to see Hollywood sci-fi thriller Gravity at one of the few cinemas that's still showing it. Topical? No. Better late than never? Most definitely. Here they are in conversation.
Hi, it's Hayley Danks with Ruth Goodchild.
Hello.
Hi. We had the dubious pleasure.
Highly dubious.
Yeah, of going to see Gravity.
Yeah.
So, Ruth, what were your thoughts initially?
Yeah, okay, so where does one begin? I'm not really one for things set in space.
Yeah.
I prefer things...
Set on the ground?
Set on the ground. Yeah. Mostly on the ground. Sort of things set in maybe India or something
Yeah. I love things to be set in a really earthy place where I can actually feel like I can have my feet in the character's soil.
Yes, in the character's earthy soil.
Yeah.
So this is sort of the opposite of that.
It's totally the opposite of that.
So for those of you who don't know, Sandra Bullock is trapped in space and she's got to try and get home. And that's the long and short of it, really. There's not much else to say. I found it really disappointing that there was a female lead.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I just thought, are we really just moving on to talking about women when actually... Have we fully explored the plight of the white American male?
Oh,
we haven't.
Shit. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that is a really good point, actually. Yeah. There's still a lot more to explore, right?
Exactly. So,
because when I saw the film, I was quite confused as to how I was supposed to think about it.
Yeah.
So my initial thought was I would go home and write a blog. So I wrote a sort of feminist take on it.
Yeah.
I thought that I was meant to have enjoyed that. And then there was quite a lot of conflict within the blogosphere as to whether it was or wasn't a correctly feminist piece. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, actually, maybe I should take the chauvinist lead on this one.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
Well,
because frankly, it's all becoming a bit predictable.
Absolutely. I felt exactly the same.
Oh, really?
Why didn't the director tell me how I was meant to feel?
Exactly.
There wasn't music telling me how I ought to be feeling.
No.
There was, for example, this is how they could have made it better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
There could have been maybe a love story between her and George Clooney. Yeah, you've got George Clooney.
He's right there on the screen. You've got him in your hands. You've got him in your shuttle.
Use him.
I mean, it was a real waste of
George Clooney.
Yeah.
They could have put some more comedy in there. Mm-hmm. Ooh, whoops. Yeah. She's a clumsy woman in space, if ever I saw one. You know, there were just all these opportunities that I thought were just completely missed.
It was so right about the clumsiness. Where was the slapstick?
Where was the slapstick?
Whoops, there goes my handbag.
I don't feel that it's a woman in space, but the female side of her character was not explored at all.
To me, she was totally unfeminine, and for me, I think that's
even makeup
why
on.
I know. I think that's why I was so confused as to what my feminist standpoint should be afterwards.
Yeah.
And I really, really didn't know. And I consulted, I trawled through the usual suspects of Caitlin, all sorts of people online. And I was met with complete ambiguity when it came to how I should feel.
How am I supposed to feel about this woman?
Her hair was very short. I just wanted to say that.
Lovely long tresses that would have floated in the gravity, and that would have been beautiful to look at.
Yeah.
Some lovely makeup, and there could have been, you know, a little scene where she opens her makeup bag and it all comes flying out because she's forgotten momentarily that she's in zero G.
I love that.
Yeah.
And imagine the powder spilling out. Bit by bit.
It covers the windscreen. They can't see where they're going. And that's what causes the big disaster at the beginning.
Oh, my God.
See, this would have made it
so
much better.
It's like her perception of herself as a woman causes the crash.
Causes the huge problem in her life.
Yes.
So it's all a metaphor.
Oh,
it's all a metaphor.
I mean, for me, 3D. This was my first 3D experience. I've avoided it at all costs previously because I would rather have a distance between myself and the characters. Yes. But on this occasion, I wanted more stuff to fly out.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to put it to you.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a film in 4D?
No. What?
They exist.
Oh, my God.
They exist.
God.
They totally exist.
Seriously?
So,
when you say a film in 4D, are you cleverly referring to site-specific theatre?
I'm not. Okay. That's a marvellous way of putting it. You know, 3D theatre, the first ever 3D.
Yeah.
No, it's wonderful. So they project smells into the auditorium.
Like the Jorvik Viking Centre.
Exactly.
I love
that. Or like... when Mr. Blobby scratch and sniff from the front of Radio Times.
Early
1990s.
I know the exact ones you mean. You see, I would have loved to have smelt Sandra Bullock's fear.
Exactly.
I would have loved to have smelt her.
I couldn't even see it, let alone smell it. Someone give her an acting class. Smelt her fear.
I would have liked to have smelt her womanly, premenstrual, self-doubting fear.
And they say that, space smells of avocados or something?
Oh!
Yeah.
You know, avocados are so overlooked as a fruit/vegetable.
Exactly. In Hollywood cinema in general, avocados are overlooked, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are, because, you know, it's fat, but it's good fat. So
good
surely
fat.
That's the natural home for it would be Hollywood.
Exactly. You've got a female lead. We need to be talking about vegetables. And good fat. I don't know what other film it might be involved in.
Well, no, quite. I mean, she didn't. She never at one point mentioned her dietary requirements. I mean, for me, that was the one thing I was looking forward to was to learn about the female astronaut's dietary requirements.
So that's our review of Gravity. I think you can tell we're both slightly disappointed by it.
I think you can tell that our feet remained firmly on the ground.
Thank you, Hayley.
Hello. You're listening to Desert Island Death Discs, where we ask our castaways to choose one song that they despise so much that they would voluntarily choose to go and live on a desert island to escape having to hear it ever again. For rights reasons, none of the music choices here can be played in full. You'll just have to imagine them. Actor, screenwriter, director. Today's castaway has appeared in more than 100 films and television programmes and is as renowned for his natty dance moves as for the intensity of his acting style. Prolific, popular and unique, Christopher Walken not only has an impressive CV, but also has a cat called Bowtie. His previous feline was called Flapjack.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
To you. Happy birthday, dear Chris. Happy birthday to you. As long as I say it but don't sing it, I'm okay. But what song could be a more chilling reminder of your own mortality? Seriously, whenever I see those candles coming round the corner, I'm shaking, I'm choking on my own foam. So, absolutely, happy birthday, my number one Desert Island Death Disc.
In a moment, I'll be talking to musician and maverick Johnny Music in what can only be described as the noisiest pub in the whole of London. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Back Row is sponsored by The News on Sunday.
Sunday, May 20th, 2013. This week's edition of The News on Sunday is packed with all the top stories. We have the first photos of the royal baby. See the inside of the princess's uterus in her first scan, plus exclusive images of her pregnancy test, complete with royal urine. Things that are composed of atoms might cause cancer, according to some study by some boffins or whatever, so avoid interacting with anything if you want to stay alive. We interview Princess Diana's droid about what really happened in that Paris tunnel more than a millennium ago, plus a special report on the flu pandemic, which has now wiped out a fifth of the world population. We ask how this will affect house prices. And finally, the climate change myth. We put the scientists in their place as we interview a leading climate change denier, live from the last remaining square foot of ice cap. All that and more, only in this weekend's News on Sunday.
I'm here with Johnny Music. It's lovely to to meet you.
Hey,
I'm
how's
so
it going?
Excited. Yeah.
Great, yeah.
Good, how are you?
Great, yeah, we're here in my local, the Pawley Arms. I don't know if your listeners can see it. No, they can't.
But, no.
Yeah, everyone knows me here. Jennifer. Jennifer.
Oh, why is that woman ignoring you?
She's just into her own. She's like in a weird space at the moment.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough. Well, that's lovely, though, to have your own local.
It's great. It's not actually my local. I live like 5 miles away. But
it's a real honour for me because like, I've been a real fan of your music for ages. And I'm sure a lot of the listeners would be really keen to meet you because, I mean, you don't do an awful lot of interviews, do you?
No, ever since I did an interview with Alex Zane a few years ago and it went pretty badly. So.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember hearing something about that, actually.
Yeah, he got me dressed up as a crab. I'm not down with that.
Oh.
I think there's a lot of BS. Can I say BS?
Yeah, sure.
In the industry. And really, like, I'm all about the music and just, you know, serving the music itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, who are your musical influences, actually?
Ringo, Paul, John, and George. The Beatles.
Right.
Beatles.
Yeah, yeah. Is Ringo your favourite Beatle?
No, he was shit.
I saw you in Fitness First. I was checking out my pecs in the mirror. Ooh, ooh.
You seem very versatile as a musician.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I noticed that you play guitar and piano, is that right?
That's right, yeah, sometimes at the same time.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that difficult? You must be very flexible. Your limbs must be very kind of lithe and flexible in order to do that.
What are you asking?
Oh, no, nothing. No, not, I'm not implying anything. No, I know it wasn't true.
Sure.
No. I know that it was never proven.
Jennifer. No, she's not. She's not.
Away pretty fast. I wanted to mention actually that I ran into Chris Martin the other day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and he spoke really highly of you.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Have you known each other long?
We met on tour from working men's clubs in the UK.
Have you ever met Gwyneth?
Gwyneth.
Paltrow.
Oh yeah. No, I haven't. No.
No, because she writes I don't know if you know, but she writes a kind of healthy eating blog.
Does she?
Yeah, I thought that might be something. You seem in really good shape.
An album?
As in, like, a website, you know? A website about healthy eating and stuff?
And she sells albums on that.
No, she just tells people that they should be eating healthy food. It's amazing.
Is that a job?
Apparently so,
right,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Do you know about the internet?
Yeah.
Are you aware of it?
Well, yeah, I've got the thing with the... You go on it and all your friends say, sort of slag you off behind your back because they don't know that you're on it as well, logged in as someone else.
As a sort of alter ego.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
I imagine you stay away from Twitter then.
Yeah. I mean, me and Kanye West had a bit of a to-do, actually.
Really?
I messaged him saying, hey man, I'm going to be in New York next week, do you fancy meeting up?
Yeah.
And he didn't get back to me.
Oh, rude.
Yeah. So I wrote him another one saying, hey man, did you get my message?
Yeah.
And again, nothing.
And have you ever met? I mean, are you good friends?
No, not at all. But we're both in the music industry,
yeah.
So.
Oh, Sally, I think that's your name anyway. Because people say Sally when they address you.
What's your name?
My name's Susan.
Susan, yeah.
Yeah. So, talking of feeling things artistically,
yeah.
I mean, you have very strong feelings about the war in Afghanistan. Because
yeah.
Your song, which I was really moving.
Well, all over, not just Afghanistan.
Oh.
Iraq, Iran, Ireland.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, because they had troubles as well, didn't they?
They did have a lot.
And those are just the eyes.
Oh.
Jay, Jakarta,
yeah.
K, Kathmandu. Is that a real place?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So you can feel strongly about that place.
Yeah.
Wow. I just love that song. I mean, presumably you go on a lot of protest marches. Are you involved with...
Yeah. We went on a protest march back in June. I can't remember what we were protesting. Sometimes I'll protest like on one side of the issue, and then I'll protest the other side.
Right.
Sometimes in the same day, but just to mix it up a bit, you know.
Wow.
Get a few more opinions in the cooking pot.
Yeah. I mean, fair enough. That's quite a controversial stand, but you
Is
are
it?
A controversial guy. I mean, you're
I'm
rock
a controversial
and roll.
Figure.
Yeah, you are. What do you think? You are a total maverick.
What's a maverick?
Well, it's you. I mean, I'm sitting opposite one, and it's a real pleasure, I've got to say.
Thanks.
What are your views?
Susan?
Susan? Yeah.
Right.
Can you take your hand off my leg, please?
Yep, sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
I thought it was mine.
Oh, right, fair enough. Easy mistake to make.
My record company are paying me to write a song about you. But it's about me. I'm strong like a horse.
I know that you've been a little bit reluctant to talk about this in the past, and...
I know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah,
My cardigan.
Oh, I wasn't, but tell me about your cardigan.
No, I'm reluctant to talk about it.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair, but you do have a lovely selection.
Thank you.
That's all right. But yeah, seeing as your PR people aren't here today, I thought I would... I just want to know, your fans want to know, about the band, about your previous...
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
What happened with me and the Squits stays in the tomes of history.
In the annals of history.
Yeah.
But don't you think that your followers and, you know, your tens of followers on Twitter and the people that love you deserve to know?
Look, I put out a tweet... about 8 months ago that said, that's it, I've finished.
Yeah.
And that's enough for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the fans, you know, they ought to know what I meant by that.
Yeah. Do you think, is there any truth in...
If I'd have had some more letters, I'd have probably explained what had finished. But I was out, you know.
I suppose, you only had 140.
Yeah, you do the math. Especially because I'd said, that's it, I have finished. I put a load of eyes in there.
Is there any truth in what your bass player said about... He said you were the most difficult man he'd ever had the misfortune to work with. How do you respond to that?
I say unto him is unto a word.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Ollie... If you're out there, I know you are, because I would have seen on your Twitter feed if you were dead. Man, let's get back together. Let's do a few songs together. That one that you wrote that went... that you were always trying to get me to do in rehearsals, and I wouldn't because it wasn't written by me. But we could do that song, you know. I would be happy to do that song as long as it went up to F instead of D. Because I think there's a song that goes... There's a song that does that.
I just wanted to ask you, you're from Chelsea, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I was born in the hood. By that, I mean the neighbourhood of Chelsea.
Yeah. Was it quite tough growing up in Chelsea?
Yeah, it was really tough. You know, sometimes we had to walk a couple of metres to the car. And we had to get into the back seat.
Yeah.
And sometimes we wouldn't even know the chauffeur's name.
Oh, God. That sounds really hard.
Yeah.
Wow. So you've come a long way.
We had so many au pairs looking after us. I mean, we didn't know who we were by the end of it. Were we from Eastern Europe or were we from Russia?
Do you know who you are now?
I think so.
I wrote some lyrics about you with a key change in, but it was only one line. That was the line.
Did you hear about Russell Brand's recent kind of outbursts about how people shouldn't vote and about the revolution? I was just really interested to hear what you thought about that.
Yeah, I think you should stick to horoscopes. Really.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that daytime TV show that he used to do.
Oh, do you mean with the jumpers?
Jumpers, yeah. And, you know, talking about, oh, you know, the Aquarius is in the alignment and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. But do you believe in horoscopes?
That was
a different Russell. Sorry,
yeah,
that was okay. A different... Do you know who I mean?
The bad news guy on BBC Three.
Yeah. The comedian.
Good news, bad.
Oh, no, that's Russell Howard. There's so many Russells. But one of the Russells with, like, the most hair and used to have a heroin problem.
Did he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. And he says that people should...
We all used to have a heroin problem.
Oh, did you?
All of us, yeah. Jennifer did. Jennifer still has a heroin problem.
Oh,
it's only where she's gone.
I've got hair like an eagle, baby. You should watch me soar. I make myself sore.
Yeah, the next album is called The Difficult First Album because I wrote it before the other album that I brought out.
Oh.
So technically it is the first one, but it was so difficult that I moved on to the next one and then I sort of reversed into this one. Sorry, I did a little bit of a burp there.
That's okay, we can cut that out.
Thanks.
So I just want to say it's been such an honour meeting you, Joni Music. And
yeah, Johnny.
Oh, sorry. It's been such an honour meeting you, Joni Music. And I can't wait to hear the album, the Difficult First Album, when it comes out, when it hits our shelves, hits our internets.
Well, watch this space. Listen to the sounds all around you.
Yeah.
In the space.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, go for it. Thanks.
Why
Jennifer.
Did you... Oh, she was talking to you.
Yeah, she wanted a chair.
Yeah, but it was kind of like she didn't know you. She kind of addressed you like you were a stranger.
That's the heroine.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Good night.